This is Fresh Air. Three women have new albums out, and our rock critic Ken Tucker has chosen a standout song from each of them. Whether it's the folk protest music of Iris Dement, the cutting-edge blues of Sonny War, or the hard-charging Americana of Margot Price, Ken says there's urgency in each of these songs. Here's his review.
Dement has a new album out called Working on a World. It's filled with songs that preach love within a Christian framework, and Dement's astringent voice is as stately as her piano playing. The album has an obvious centerpiece. It's an 8-minute excoriation of bad deeds called Going Down to Sing in Texas. Its opening moments, which I played at the start of this review, decry what Dement sees as flimsy gun control laws, but she's just getting started. In each of its many verses, she takes aim at a different target, including Donald Trump, George W. Bush, and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Dement wants to speak so urgently, so bluntly, that it seems as though she can't be bothered to tidy up her rhymes or work up artful metaphors. But that's part of her artistic strategy. The song works like a speech delivered on a street corner, when standing on a soapbox wasn't a cliche, but rather an insistence on being heard.
I know a couple of Muslims, and they seem like pretty decent folks to me. I'd take any one of them over that evangelist I'm watching on TV. You want to ban something? I got a plan. Let's ban hate from every corner of our land. Well, I know a couple of Muslims, and they seem like decent folks to me.
Another piece of urgent music comes from Sonny War, who, on the song I'm about to play, mourns the demise of a romance as a kind of death. The Tennessee-based guitarist and singer's new album is called Anarchist Gospel, and she creates a modern sort of gospel blues in which guitar, harmonica, and an array of electronic effects converge on this song called Love's Deathbed, as War blends her voice with those of Alison Russell and Chris Pierce. There's Margot Price, whose new album, Strays, pulls away from her usual country music to work in a lot of rock and pop. For me, the clear standout is the song called Radio. Price and guest vocalist Sharon Van Etten sing the first two verses with a calm, careful precision, a lyric about being overwhelmed and exhausted. And then suddenly, the song's big, lush chorus rushes up at you, and the music seems at once instantly familiar and completely new. It serves to remind you of the old power that radio has always had to take you out of your everyday existence.
I think I need to take some time now, and I want to turn my phone off. I just want to be alone. Just let me be alone today. I'm saving all my extra money. Go out, get what they never buy me. Why do I feel so sick and tired? Sick and tired every day. People try to push me around, run my name straight in the ground. I can hear them, I tune them out, and I turn the way down low. The only thing I have on is the radio. Confused about how I
in the pantheon of great radio songs, I'm thinking Price's Radio fits in somewhere between George Harrison's Devil's Radio and Joni Mitchell's You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. In the radio station of my mind, all three of these songs by Margo Price, Sonny War, and Iris DeMent are playing in heavy rotation.
Ken Tucker reviewed songs from new albums by Iris DeMent, Sonny War, and Margo Price. On tomorrow's show, Terry speaks with Ari Shapiro, one of the hosts of NPR's All Things Considered. He's written a new memoir about moving between different worlds. He's traveled the world as a journalist and has sung around the world with the group Pink Martini. He does a cabaret act with actor Alan Cumming. When he came out in high school, he was the only openly gay student. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Teresa Madden. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Saman, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.